Leading the news this morning, Barack Obama has begun his first presidential visit to Israel by reaffirming what he calls the unbreakable bond of friendship. He says the U.S. is proud to be Israel's strongest ally. President Obama has held meetings with the President, Shimon Peres, and the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. He'll also meet the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, during his visit. The federal government's self-imposed deadline for getting its media reforms through Parliament expires today. Two bills have been passed. There's still no agreement, though, on the other four, including one to set up a media regulator. The government is negotiating with crossbenchers Bob Catter, Peter Slipper and Tony Windsor, as well as Craig Thompson. More than 800 people affected by forced adoptions will gather in Canberra today to hear the Prime Minister make a national apology. It'll be offered as a significant step in the healing process. Julia Gillard will also announce funding to improve access to specialist support and records tracing, as well as mental health care. In Cyprus, politicians are searching for a new plan to resolve the country's economic crisis. Banks do remain closed. It follows Parliament's rejection of a controversial levy on savings accounts. Cyprus has pleaded for a new loan from Russia to avert the financial meltdown. French police have searched the Paris apartment of the head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde. They're investigating her part in a high-profile scandal when she was a government minister. She's always denied any wrongdoing.